are you up a squire? Of late we do hear who courted a lady both charming and dear. And for to get married it was their intent. Both friends and relation had gave their consent. Instead of getting married, she went sick to bed. The thoughts of... No, sir, I made a mistake. So early the next morning the lady arose and dressed herself up in a suit of men's clothes. Both waistcoat, hat, and pants this lady she put on, and away she went hunting with her dogs and her gun. She hunted all around where the farmer did dwell. The thought filled her heart that she loved him so well. So often did she fire, but nothing did she kill. Until at last the young farmer came into the field. "Why ain't you at the wedding?" the lady replied. "To wait upon the squire and to give to him his bride." "Oh no, kind sir, the truth to you I'll tell. I could not give her up, for I loved her so well." The lady being pleased at hearing him so bold, she handed him her glove, all bedecked with gold, saying, "This here I found as I come along, as I was hunting with my dogs and my gun." The lady returned home with her heart full of love, relating the story of losing her glove. "And if any man will find it and bring it to me, I'll vow and declare each kind bride I'll be." No sooner than the farmer had heard this good news, he ran to the lady without hat or shoes. "Bring here, my kindest lady, I brought you your glove, and will you be so kindest to grant me your love?" "My love is ready granted," the lady replied. "I love the sweet breath of the farmer," she cried. "I'll be the mistress of your house, the milker of your cows, while the jolly brisk young farmer goes whistling to his plow." Now that I have got him just in a snare, I'll try to enjoy him